Despite the admonitions of Connecticut Congressman Chris Shays, hundreds of thousands of tourists spent the holidays visiting New York City. For many, the World Trade Center site has become a necessary stop. The Lower Manhattan Development Corporation has opened an information kiosk to field questions from the practical to the spiritual. Member Station WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has this report.
Perched just next to the rebuilt commuter rail stop, this small booth peers out under a sign that says World Trade Center Station.
Hello.
One after another, tourists, many of them wearing newly purchased NYPD wool caps, step up to the window.
Yeah. Is this considered ground zero?
Right behind us from Vesey Street.
Was the subway down here?
The questions are endless. How to get around the site, where to go to get the best view of ground zero, where to get a sandwich. Almost universally, there's a hunger for more information, more solace than this vast pit can offer.
Do they have, like, somewhere you, like, go downstairs, or is there anything in the auditory or anything?
You mean to listen, or?
Yeah, I suppose so. Now, it sounds tacky.
There is no audio tour for Roseanne Weaver of Kalamazoo, Michigan. There's no guidebook, no brochure. Ground Zero is still in its infancy as a tourist destination.
You know, we just had couldn't we can't go to the theater and not come down here, and you know, it's just everybody. This is so bad. You know, I'm gonna go to church.
Weaver disappears into a small brown church. Once dwarfed by the twin towers, it now stands under a bright winter sky. Karen Benahoop from Israel has just come out from viewing a small exhibit.
We saw at St. Paul's Chapel the whole fireman's work. We just wanted to see more details about what they did, something to, I don't know, to remember them, stories about victims.
The memorial and the museum are still years away. For now, tourists have to satisfy themselves with fragments, a viewing platform and large photographs on a steel fence skirting what is fast becoming a reconstruction zone. Emily Louder of Durham, North Carolina, has just completed a circuit.
We noticed the cross, and I think that was meaningful to me. We took a couple pictures and looked at a few of the names.
Jadine Shriver, who runs this booth, says tourists saw the towers collapse on TV, but here they want to get closer. And so they ask,
were you there, and were any of your friends hurt, or did any of your friends die? They want to talk to somebody who, you know, was here. What was it like?
Shriver was here. She had a similar job at the New York Stock Exchange just a few blocks over. She says to be in Lower Manhattan in those hours was to be filled with dread and uncertainty.
It was terrible. I mean, how do you answer a question like that?
The workers here are sometimes confronted with the unexpected.
You didn't see a college diploma around here anywhere? Yeah, when I was on the 29th floor, Tower 1, I left it there.
This is Bob Perlitz's first trip back to his old workplace.
I didn't realize how emotional it would be, you know, just how much I miss it.
Until there's a memorial, confronting the raw reality of Ground Zero will be the experience of millions of visitors. A final design for the memorial is due later this month. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.